living in Italy. Ciao. That means hi in Italian. My name is Pia, and I live in Italy. Italy is a country in Europe where about 60 million people live, including me. Italy is famous for its shape. Doesn't it look like a boot? The boot is kicking Italy's two islands, Sicily and Sardinia. Sicily is home to 5 million people. It's the biggest island in the Mediterranean Sea. Sardinia is smaller. It has pretty beaches and mountains. I love going on vacation there with my family. Italy is split into 20 regions. Each region has its own government and traditions. For example, in Tuscany, people eat very simple food, but nearby in Emilia Romagna, people eat food with lots of spices and flavors. People in different regions might celebrate different festivals or wear different clothes or listen to different kinds of music. And while some regions are small, many regions, big cities. Venice is a city that was built on the water. People travel in boats instead of cars. Pisa was first made in the city of Naples. This pizza is called Neapolitan pizza and can only be made using special ingredients. Milan is Italy's fashion capital. Four times a year, Milan has a fashion week for designers to show off new clothes. Florence is the city of art. Many beautiful paintings, many beautiful buildings, sculptures, and paintings can be found there. I live in a city called Foligno in the Umbria region. Foligno is about 100 miles north of Rome, the capital of Italy. I live with my mom, dad, grandma, and big brother in a yellow house. We have a black dog named Luna. My mom is a professor at a university, and my dad works for a museum. My brother is in high school. He loves playing soccer. My grandma lives with us too. In Italy, many grandparents live with their families, and that's a good thing too, because each morning my grandma makes us a delicious breakfast. In Italy, we eat sweet things for breakfast, like cookies, bread, and cakes. After breakfast, my dad drives me to school. There are 15 kids in my class. My teacher checks attendance, and then we start our first subject, history. Italy has a long history. So far, I've learned about the ancient people who lived here before Italy was even a country. People like the Etruscans, who built cities around 700 BCE. Etruscans were great sailors, crafts people, and warriors. But history gets really interesting in 509 BCE. That's when people in the city of Rome overthrew their king and later defeated the Etruscans. This led to a new era, the Roman Empire. Rome built up its army and defeated many nations. At its height, the Roman Empire was so big it stretched from England to Africa. Rome was defeated by barbarians in 476 CE. After Rome fell, the land was split into city-states, which were like tiny countries. Bigger countries fought over these city-states in the hundreds of years that followed. In the late 1700s, France defeated many city-states and brought them together. The French passed along new ideas about being loyal to your country. When the French left in 1814, their ideas stayed. The Italians wanted to unite their country. And in 1861, the country of Italy was born. By 1871, all the regions we know today had become part of Italy. That's what we have learned so far. After the lesson, I put away my history book and walked to music class. Music is very important in Italy. Italy is the birthplace of opera, the violin, and the piano. Even musical notation, the way we write music, came from Italy. Olivia and Sophia are my best friends at school. We all play violin in music class. When I grew up, I want to be the best violin player in Italy. After music comes science class. Today we are learning about how plants grow. Many famous scientists and inventors came from Italy. Italians are credited with inventing the radio, batteries, and even eyeglasses. On Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, school lasts until 4:30. I take classes like math, reading, art, English, and computers. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, school ends at lunchtime. Since today is Tuesday, I get to go home now. At home, my grandma cooks lunch. Sometimes we'll eat a sandwich or cook fish with vegetables. Today we're eating a crunchy salad with chicken. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, I take violin lessons with our neighbor. I practice every day so I can get better. When my brother gets home from soccer practice at his sports club, he helps me with my homework. When we're done, we play a quick game of soccer. It's time for dinner. In Italy, it's very important to eat one meal each day with your family. Often we eat pasta and meat that's cooked in a creamy sauce. As we eat, we take turns talking about our day. After dinner, I get ready for bed. On my bedroom, wall, I have a big map. I put a push pin on each country I want to visit. Would you like to go to? Would you like to visit Italy someday? There are so many places in the world to see. The end.